After many years as a devoted Baptist, Reverend Chopic's spiritual ideas continued to expand beyond the boundaries of that religion, and he discovered the Unitarian faith through his friend and fellow Czech patriot, Dr. Jan Masaryk, when they were both living in the United States. Reverend Chopic was very much attracted to the Unitarian theology, which combines spiritual faith with the scientific inquiry and critical reasoning that had always inspired him. Enrolling in Meadville Lombard Divinity School, the Unitarian Seminary, he graduated as a Unitarian minister just as World War I ended. The end of the Great War brought many kinds of social, political, and spiritual change in Europe. The Austro-Hungarian Empire dissolved, and great numbers of the Czech people abandoned the Catholic Church. Norbert's friend, Jan Masaryk, returned to Europe to lead the Czech people and to become the first president of their new nation, Czechoslovakia. Soon after, Norbert and Maya and the children also returned to Europe to create a church which gave the people hope instead of hardship. To avoid the appearance of organized religion, they called the movement the Liberal Fellowship. Its stated goal was to provide spiritual and ethical education and create a loving community based on individual freedom and universal brotherhood. The Chopic's church quickly became the largest Unitarian church in the world, but with the Nazi occupation of the country in 1939, their church was threatened with extinction. Many of the congregation's members were threatened, beaten, or put in prison. Some had their houses or businesses robbed, shut down, or burned by the Nazi soldiers. Others worried that they would be next. There seemed to be little to hope for.